This is my favorite time of year. The smell and taste of fresh apple cider, the sight of colorful trees. Ah, my senses are awakened with the crisp air, inspiring me to focus with more clarity. I've been busy collecting seeds and putting my gardens to rest. These simple chores remind me of our very existence. We make plans, we nurture them, and regardless of the outcome of how much they produce, we eventually put those plans to rest to begin something new. We are metaphorically stacking firewood to prepare for the next season, the next plan. Those actions are an outward sign of hope. Another outward expression, one of beauty, happens every year around this time. It's the sight of homes decorated with pumpkins, gourds, and colorful mums. Did you know mum, spelled M-U-M, is short for the word chrysanthemum? The flower is native to northeastern Europe and China. A Swedish explorer and naturalist by the name of Carl von Linné combined two Greek words, chrys meaning gold and anthemum meaning flower, to create the name chrysanthemum. When we shorten the name to mum, we give new meaning to this flower. Mum is a Middle English word dating back to the 14th century. It means to keep silent or quiet. I'm sure you've probably heard the expression, mum's the word. Even on dark, cloudy days, when our hearts may ache or we're feeling overwhelmed, their brilliance can comfort and lift our spirits. These mums, these vibrant flowers, speak to us without saying a word. Today is a good day to look around. Take time to notice the silent beauty and hope that awaits you. If you've enjoyed today's message and would like to learn more, please visit laurijoseph.com. Thanks for listening.